Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're talking with Dr. Atit Patel, board-certified interventional and structural cardiologist and chief of cardiology at Vitruvian Healthcare System. Dr. Patel attended medical school at the Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta and completed his residency training in internal medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. He then earned his MBA at Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management in Evanston, Illinois. Dr. Patel also completed fellowships in cardiology at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. Then he further trained in structural and interventional cardiology at the Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta. Well, Dr. Patel, thank you once again for coming on our show.
I'm glad to be here.
So today we're going to talk about the tools that are shaping, you know, modern cardiology, from imaging to interventional devices to remote monitoring. And Dr. Atit Patel is here to walk us through how technology is improving healthcare, the investments that Vitruvian Healthcare is actually like putting into our region, and what this means for patients. So Dr. Patel, what is most exciting about this new technology?
It's hard to identify just one thing that's the most exciting. Obviously, it's hard these days to not acknowledge artificial intelligence and data analytics are revolutionizing everything.
Yeah, definitely.
We're actively using artificial intelligence to advance cardiac imaging that allows us to look more closely at coronary arteries without having to actually do invasive testing on people with a CT scanner. We're using structural heart interventions to minimally invasively replace heart valves, and we're adding complex coronary procedures that historically had not been available anywhere in the region.
I think, you know, we might get into it more later in the show, but like the advancement of AI in medical procedures specifically is just insane.
Yeah,
from what I've seen.
It's wild. We're doing, like I mentioned, we're doing cardiac CT that actually uses artificial intelligence to gauge degree of blockages in heart arteries.
Oh my goodness.
Artificial intelligence is now reading CT scans and charts to identify patients who may have had a CT scan for a totally different reason.
Yeah, and you know, alongside the AI technologies, like what other stuff has popped up that you're using now?
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's been a time of tremendous growth here at Vitruvian. I think in the electrophysiology space, we've always done cardiac ablations, which are procedures to get rid of abnormal heart rhythms. We were the first place in the region to use what they call pulse field ablation, which is a more advanced technology that's safer and faster and gets the same results. We were also the first center in the region to do concomitant procedure, which is actually two procedures together, one using that pulse field ablation. The second part was a procedure called a Watchman to take patients off their blood thinners to prevent stroke. So we've been the first to do those. Dr. Ashi, who's one of our interventional cardiologists, did the first pulmonary thrombectomy. That's to take blood clots out of the lungs, and was the first one in the region to do that. So I think we've really, in a short time, pushed the envelope in the types of things that we're doing here.
Oh, that's fascinating. It's something that seems so local to us. It's hard to put into perspective the scope of, you know, being the first in the region to do something.
Yeah, and I think that's what's exciting, and it gets back to what we've talked about on previous shows where, you know, we've really recruited intentionally.
Yeah.
Obviously, we think of cardiologists and the average consumer, they may all be the same, but we know that there are special skills amongst all of us, and there are things that I do that some of my partners don't do, but I share my patients with them for the things that they're excellent at, and I think we've built a really broadly excellent team here.
Oh, definitely. And I mean, there's a bunch of advances that you were talking about, like with the coronary CTA stuff. How does that change how you diagnose?
So, you know, historically we used stress testing. Patients are kind of familiar with that. It's where you run on a treadmill, you get a what we call a nuclear scan. Those have a very high rate of being inaccurate despite how long they've been around. They also expose patients to radiation. This new CT scanner that we have actually dramatically reduces the amount of radiation, gets much higher definition pictures and an anatomic look at the heart arteries. And then on top of that is where we actually partnered with a company called HeartFlow to do artificial intelligence on the flow in those arteries. And they can give us percentages of blockages in those arteries, as well as the type of plaque that is, to tell us, hey, should we take patients to the cardiac catheterization lab to do more invasive work? Should we treat these medically? Are these patients who should get surgery who may have been otherwise missed by traditional testing?
When it comes to like AI stuff, I always see how the budgetary constraints can kind of limit things. Is this a crazy like budget thing, or is it kind of affordable in terms of, you know, your operations?
Yeah, no, this is affordable. I mean, I think one good thing about being in the healthcare space, at least in this country, is, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs and investors and companies investing their own dollars and putting forth their own innovation. So this allows us to sort of partner with these folks where we're not taking the risk up front ourselves. So we're partnering with Heartflow, for example, on this, and we're partnering with a few others on projects. So there is obviously some capital outlay with these things and some cost to them, but we don't have to bear the burden of the entire thing. And with proven modalities like the cardiac CT, there is reimbursement for it. So insurance covers the vast majority of it, and that offsets it.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
that's a good deal. That, I mean, you guys can just be at the forefront of that kind of stuff. And so looking further into like Hamilton Medical Center's cardiac catheterization lab, what new tools are in that lab?
So, you know, we have for a long time have done coronary interventions, but in the last few years, we've really amplified our complex coronary interventions. These are patients who probably would have had to leave the region to get heart stents before. So now we're doing something called atherectomy, which is to essentially break down calcium in those arteries to make stenting easier. We're using something called intravascular lithotripsy, which uses ultrasound waves to actually break up that calcium in a really safe way. We have a dedicated interventionalist, Dr. Fishman, who does really complex, what we call high-risk coronary interventions. We're using the most advanced imaging, which is considered state-of-the-art, to ultrasound inside of heart arteries. And so these are all things that have been brought within the last 2 years here. And so we're really proud of the strides that part of our program has made.
Something too that, you know, personally, you know, some family members that I know have been wearing like remote monitoring devices. How does that kind of change the field of especially monitoring, but just cardiology in general?
You know, I think it's been really notable in the sense that when I started in this field in training 10, 15 years ago, there was a few devices out there. Most of them were clunky.
Yeah.
Most of them were inaccurate. Now a lot of them are getting FDA approval because they are accurate and patients are coming with a lot more data. The only downside to a lot more data is we've got to manage all that data. And so, you know, we're actually partnering with a company to help us manage the inflow of remote monitoring data from all of the rhythm management to patients wearing mobile blood pressure cuffs to other things to help us take in all that data, triage it in a way that makes clinical sense so that we can deal with the things that are most high risk and acute first and then work our way downward.
It's crazy to imagine, like now that you've explained it in that way, that each person that is wearing that device, is that data being sent back to you guys?
If it's a personally bought device, no. But okay. If it's something that we're providing the patients with or has been prescribed, then yes. So you can just imagine we put patients on 24-hour monitoring. And so that means every heartbeat, if it's continuous monitoring, every single beat is being transmitted to us. All that is data, and that data's got to be looked at carefully because if you don't look at it carefully, things can be missed in there. And so that's where we, you know, have to partner with people to help us do those things.
What's the easiest way to make sure that technology is actually enhancing somebody's care?
You know, we have to always be cognizant of the patient-physician relationship and understanding that technology is just the tools to get us to an outcome. It's not the answer in and of itself. So I think using it to augment diagnosis, free up time for the clinicians, be more patient-facing, I think are some of the things that we have to be cognizant of. But there's no slowing down the technological evolution that we're going to continue to see.
Is talking about technology like this, I just want to ask you, as somebody who's been working in this for a while, what are you looking forward to when it comes to this constant development?
You know, we're going to see a lot more large models predicting patient outcomes. You know, using electronic medical records, we can sort of look forward into time a little bit and reflect your data against millions and millions of patients like yourself and give us a sense of, hey, when might this person or people like you have outcomes and allow us to intervene earlier, allow us to choose from those tests that we were talking about and make interventions to allow people to live what we call health span. I've sort of stolen that term. from some of the other physicians in the world. You know, we don't want people to just live longer. We want them to live better longer. And so that's where it's not just lifespan, it's health span.
It's a good point because, you know, you want to live longer, but in a healthy manner.
Yes. And that's where, you know, having conversations with patients early on, we try to identify any goal that we want patients to be able to return to, whether it's play 9 holes of golf, play with the grandchildren, travel to Florida, take that vacation, whatever thing that is out there that allows them to both be motivated and gives us a benchmark to say, hey, doing this valve was valuable, not only because we improved their heart function on ultrasound, but because they made it to a certain event.
Hey, well, hey, thank you once again for joining us, Dr. Patel. This one has been awesome. It's talking about all this new tech.
Thank you for having me.
Hamilton Physicians Group Cardiology has offices in Dalton, Calhoun, Ringgold, and Cleveland. To make an appointment, call 706 706- 706-226-3434, 706-226-3434, or visit VitruvianHealth.com/cardiology to learn more.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.